As I was rereading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which is the Lord's Supper chapter, get an idea of the context and the flow, remind myself, came across 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 17. This is the verse which precedes explaining how the Lord's Supper ought to be observed. And he says in 1 Corinthians 11, 17, "Now, in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse." And so, implied here is that the reason we are to come together is for improvement. We don't come together so we leave worse off than when we came. We don't come together so that we leave the same as when we came. All of us here, we gather, we should go away better than when we came. Growth. Growth is a central issue throughout the New Testament as you read through the epistles. Paul, Peter, James, John, Jude, they write of the delight they have in hearing of the growth of the body. And they confirm it and they reaffirm it and they stress it and they present it as a goal. Grow, grow, grow. The will of God is our church's growth. Here are five applications. We are to grow like a cedar tree. That's a beautiful thought for us. It's more beautiful for those who understand the Jewish context. The cedars of Lebanon, spoken of throughout the scriptures and other Oriental literature, there's something majestic, something inspirational about the cedars of Lebanon. They grew and grew and grew and grew and grew till they towered over everything. 100 feet, 110, 120, 130. Majestic. Continuous growth. The wind blowing through the trees, a beautiful sound, the aroma that came. Person should grow like a cedar Lebanon. And that's the mark of a righteous person. Don't grow so far and then stop. But be an inspiration growing throughout your life. We are to grow like a cedar tree. We are to grow as a dwelling place of the Lord. Ephesians 2:21. All the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. And here's an encouragement for us to have observable growth. If you watch a building going up, one layer of bricks after another, growing higher and higher, the church still advancing, the church still growing. And it's all the church that's supposed to be growing as a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, holy temple in the Lord. So we're to grow as a dwelling place of the Lord. We thrill over more people being added to the body who are saved because it becomes more and more a completed habitation for the Lord. Thirdly, we are to grow in faith and love. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. So, Paul rebukes the Corinthians in that they're not growing. Don't you know that's the mode of the church? We're to be in growth. How are we to grow? We're to grow in faith. Faith is to grow exceedingly. Therefore, we are to be a people of the book. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We are to be people who love and study and embrace the scriptures. And we are to be thankful for trials. Because as we read in James chapter 1, more trials. We learn more and more the faithfulness of God, have patience, and we endure. We grow in our faith. See this as a responsibility, friends, to grow more and more in God. Don't reject it when the Lord does something that is painful in your life. Because through these things we find more and more God is faithful. It causes all things to work together for good for those who love the Lord, for those who are the called according to His purpose. Purpose to grow this year. Purpose to grow even this day. to grow in faith, and to grow in love. You notice that the love mentioned here is of every one of you all toward each other, and to have it abound. We might find this person or that person or this person more winsome or that one more challenging to love, but everybody is to love everybody who is part of the body. Husbands love wives, wives love husbands, children their parents, our neighbors, the young, the old, everybody in the body here. And notice there's a special emphasis, a special love in the body. Every one of you all toward each other. Jesus said, and by this shall everyone know that you're my disciples, by the love you have for each other. We are to love our neighbors ourselves. But there is a distinctive and wonderful and powerful love that is to mark a body of spiritual believers. We are to grow like a cedar tree, inspirational in its wonder and beauty. Telltale across the nations, they observe our growth. It's a pleasing growth. Growth as a body, like a building, as individuals in faith and love, and here are two others, in grace and in knowledge of our Lord. We read in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. So we are to grow in grace. Are you growing in grace? Have you grown in grace since last year? Will you grow this year? We note that a primary requirement of grace is humility. God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And so it is hard, but we should thank God for the situations we are placed in where we are humbled. We seek His face where we find His glory, and we are humbled before Him. Because we must have His grace. It is God who works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. It's a matter of grace. But if we fail the grace of God, then we will not grow. So we need to grow in faith and love and grace, and fourthly, in knowledge of our Lord. God says, I'm here to be known. I want to be known. I sent my own Son to die for you so that you can be joined with me. Don't fall short of the intimacy and the fellowship which is apprehendable. I love them that love me, God says, and they that seek me early shall find me. Oh, that that would be the passion of each one of us here, that we would know the Lord. Paul says everything else is but dung for the surpassing worth of knowing Him. And so we should grow in our personal pursuit and revelation in the knowledge of our Lord. And the means of growth is by feeding on the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Our growth must involve the Word of God. That is the means of growth. And so everyone has this responsibility. That's why, young ones, you should learn to read if you don't know yet. Primary reason, so that you have the Word of God and you can read it personally. Those who can read, read the Scriptures. Read it the more. Be bathed in the Scriptures, because that's the means of growth. And you and I have the burden, the responsibility. Why did Paul write this, the Lord's Supper? He's writing to a people who aren't growing. And he says, you're missing the whole point. You're going worse. I want you to go to the better. Each one of us. Why? Why be in the Scriptures? Why grow in faith? Why grow in love? Why grow in grace? Why grow in knowledge of our Lord? In part, to inspire the rest. To be as a cedar of Lebanon. Nobody here has the right to drop the ball. All of us should see as a wonderful opportunity of the will of God to be accomplished in us. To inspire others, to stir up others to love and good works, to be a growing person. Now, we've been encouraging testimonies. There were a number of challenges given last Sunday, ways you could possibly grow. Memorizing Scripture, meditating on Scripture, reading through the Scripture. It's all got to be involved in the Scripture somewhere if we're going to grow personally and truly. Please.